Bethy's a good mother, he said finally. She takes wonderful care of our daughters. Daughters. How did you meet? College, when I was pursuing my doctorate in psychology. Is she a psychologist? No. Bethy's from a wealthy family. College was a means of meeting an appropriate husband. A shame. She has a wonderful mind. Is she pretty? Rainey asked. Quincy took more care with his answer. She has aged well, he said at last, his voice neutral. Pretty, smart, and a good mother. Do you miss her? No, he said firmly. Why not? My marriage is old news, Rainey. When we met, Bethy admired my background as a Chicago cop while fully expecting me to settle into a more socially elevated lifestyle as a private practice psychologist. Hell, I expected the same thing. But then the Bureau started recruiting me. I didn't say no. And poor Bethy ended up with an armed FBI agent for a husband. If I wanted to be fair to her, I should have stayed a psychologist. But I was true to myself. I got into this stuff, and then my marriage faded away. Why don't you say anything bad about her? Because she's the mother of my children, and I respect that. You're a gentleman, aren't you? Her voice suddenly gained an edge. She didn't plan on sounding bitter or looking for a fight, but she took a step down that road anyway. Fighting was what she did best. Conflict more second nature to her than kindness. She thought of George Walker again, and her eyes began to sting. She wished they would stop. I believe in the importance of civility, Quincy said quietly. I see enough inhumanity in my job without needing to add to it. I'm not civil. No, he smiled wryly. But somehow it works for you.